Glenn Kolomitz, welcome to the Last Post podcast series. We're honoured to have you along. And of course, today we'll be speaking about the GAP Resource Management, your role there and what they offer veterans around the country.
G'day, Greg, and thanks for having me on board.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to catch up. We've known each other for a few years now and we've had many meetings. What's so exciting about what's happening now at GAP?
Look, GAP's a great firm. It's a veteran-owned multidisciplinary law firm, if I can say. It covers a very broad spectrum of veteran and legal services, from human resources, veteran employment, through to broad veterans welfare issues, to veterans legal work. So, great firm, Canberra-based. Very, very tight. It's a boutique firm, but when we say boutique, we don't necessarily mean tiny. We mean specialised, and it's a really, really good setup based in Canberra. So nice and centrally located.
Yes, that's right. And it must be some great feeling for you. Your journey has been a good one, and you've been up there representing veterans and giving them a voice really for some time now. How excited are you about your role at GAP?
Look, GAP gives me the chance to do what I've been doing previously with a support base, really. So with all the administrative and managerial support and marketing support and the people to have to bounce ideas off and plan through our strategies, our veteran support strategies. We have a chief operating officer who Tracy, who is amazing, who was an ex-copper as well. So she just gets it, you know.
Yep.
Look, great team. And it really helps me focus on the legal work and the advocacy and lobbying with that back of house support and operational support to enable the work that I do. So it takes the pressure off me enormously. And it means I have a support base other than my family. I have a professional support base behind me to do the work that we do so well.
Mm. Well said, Glenn, and I guess that's exciting in itself. But, of course, the veteran community generally, and when you say boutique, I understand, of course, specialisation in this area for you particularly, and Tracy, et cetera. What, I guess, particularly now we look at the state of things with veterans, and there has been a lot of focus on this recently about them needing assistance in various areas. How do you think you're able to assist in this area?
We're seeing for many years now, I've seen there's a saying that I've been using: all roads lead to defence. So Veterans Affairs, DVA, have been blamed for a lot of the issues confronting veterans, and deservedly so in a lot of cases. But when I say all roads lead to defence, defence has a lot to answer for. Defence abuse, systemic abuse, and gross maladministration, and the use of administrative processes as weapons against defence's own people. We have inherited the fallout from that, and DVA, of course, inherits the fallout from that. But we're now picking up a lot of people who were at the receiving end of defence organisational abuse.
Yep.
And we're helping them through the legal redress processes, so getting something, taking up defective administration actions, or taking other legal pathways, or indeed going to the police, helping people go to the police and complain about, report the way they were mistreated. So sadly, and I had a long time in defence, and I enjoyed the vast majority of my time, but sadly we're seeing some very, very negative outcomes affecting individuals and their families, and we're helping them through that. So that's a it's good to see that we can help these people achieve some sort of redress against their abuse in defence. And it also goes to the suicide piece too, which, as you're aware, for some time I and many others have been involved in pushing for a Royal Commission into veteran suicide. And we see how defence abuse has contributed massively to the veteran suicide statistics. I hate using that word, but that's the reality, the numbers. So now, as a part of that work, a number of us worked together to contribute to the terms of reference for the Royal Commission to focus the Commission on organisational, institutional and systemic issues within defence. which have contributed to these adverse mental health outcomes and potential, and therefore to suicide or attempted suicide.
This is a major issue in Australia right now. You're right at the centre of this, of course, with GAP resource management and their service to veterans. I guess what you spoke about then, Glenn, was partially when you said about the legal system being used against veterans in the hope that I guess they would tire or run out of money. In comes GAP and offers some hope to these veterans. How important in reducing the suicide rate is the involvement of people like yourself and GAP?
Look, I've known for a long time that the importance of legal support, but I can see it expressly, I can see it tangibly now when I see these people, these veterans and their families speaking with, for example, our chief operating officer or other members of GAP, and the sheer gratitude they show when they're speaking with Tracy and others at the GAP team, how grateful they are to now be able to voice their issues and to have somebody behind them, an organisation behind them to help them take their fight up. They're getting a voice, they're getting some sort of redress, and they have this team behind them to support them through what is a very traumatic a stage of their lives, having had to leave defence and in pretty adverse circumstances as victims of defence abuse. We see tears. We see people in tears of gratitude and relief, if I can say that, in being able to now tell their story and have somebody in their corner. And I think the point you raised, Greg, too, is good about the fact that defence has traditionally and still does takes on lawyers up, so loads up their cases with a battery of senior counsel, junior counsel, battery of solicitors to take on these individual defence claimants, wearing them down, exhausting them, threatening them with losing their house or losing everything if they do lose and have costs awarded against them. Very, very poor attitude, very poor approach to litigation on the part of defence. But nonetheless, it's a tactic they've used, and we saw that in a federal court case just last year, where defence was smacked for that sort of behaviour. But now these people here, they have a firm behind them, which will take the fight up, and we try and find ways of underwriting their legal costs if we do happen to lose their case. So they're not faced with the prospect of losing their house just for trying to preserve their rights, trying to defend themselves against this defence machine. So we're out there actively finding people who can underwrite these cases, and we're working with RSLs and other organisations and hopefully, benefactors to come in and say, look, we'll help you with this. If you win costs, then that's great. If you win and you get costs from defence, but if you lose, then we will underwrite the loss, the costs that defence will claim against this individual defence, former defence member. So we're taking on the machine, and I think it's about time that the machine was taken on, and it's having a good impact on our clients and their families, knowing that there's a support mechanism behind them.
Mm. Well, it would be tempting to say that Australia needs not only more people like you and the team at GAP, but GAP itself in being able to assist in this area, Glenn, because of course it becomes a human rights issue, and we are working with the Human Rights Commission for this edition. So I do believe myself, and I suppose many others might also, that there is an attachment to the understanding of human rights in regards to this. Because, of course, with veterans, as we focus on veterans in this chat, there is homelessness concerns. Mm. You just mentioned about losing homes there in legal battles or the potential for. We talk about the homelessness, unemployment obviously is a byproduct, and then mental health too. So there are many layers to this. How do you get on top of that with your work? There must be so much there to address.
Look, you're right. It's a big picture. It's a big piece, and I think again we're pretty fortunate at GAP to have been able to break it down into its component pieces. And I'll give you an example. We're acting for a number of former ADF or former and serving ADF members now in some pretty sensitive matters. And we've been able to also provide their wives and their families with counselling services. So, mental health type support services, peripheral to the legal support we're providing and peripheral to the employment support that GAP is providing to some of these veterans and their families. So it's almost a one-stop shop for defence members, veterans and their families who come upon hard times for whatever reason and need this whole of person's holistic support. Mm. Look, I think GAP is doing a pretty good job providing that service. And from pretty humble beginnings as a human resources employment type provider for veterans to providing this bigger support holistic support mechanism. It's a good model.
One that we're happy to have in Australia. And I guess you spoke about this. Has COVID, have the lockdowns and COVID affected the work itself? I mean, we all know face-to-face meetings are far better, mm-hmm. or at least were prior to COVID. We've come to accept and learn to work and live with Zoom, mm-hmm. and meetings, team meetings, et cetera. But how do you think the veteran community is adapting to the Zoom, the face-to-face, as opposed to the face-to-face? Or how mm-hmm. is that working out for you?
Look, many of our cases are very sensitive matters, defence and national security type matters. So we need face-to-face consultations, face-to-face meetings and take instructions face-to-face in a SCIF type environment. So a secure information facility type environment where we have no phones, we have phones secured away and turned off, where we have a very tight controls on information in and out. It's hard to do that via Zoom and Skype. And in fact, we can't take proper instructions in many cases by Zoom or Skype or Teams. So that could have an impact potentially, but because we're in Canberra, to date, we haven't had that issue. We've been able to take our instructions face-to-face in all cases, and which has been very good. We'll adapt to that, and we can work our way through that and make ways of taking instructions, sensitive instructions, without exposing our information and our clients to any risk.
Yep.
We'll work through it. So it's got its challenges, but we'll work through that. But I think the face-to-face piece is important broadly anyway. I think part of the thing that our veterans and their families appreciate is the ability to come in and speak with us in a boardroom, a relaxed boardroom environment, not some stuffy legal office.
Yeah, sure.
Sit down with the team, with myself and whoever else we're working with on that particular job from GAP, and talk through things face-to-face in a nice, open, relaxed, yet very professional manner, being able to cry if mm-hmm. necessary, being able to shed a tear or to stop and take a deep breath and just get on and tell the story and let us help or help us help them. Mm-hmm. That face-to-face is invaluable. So look, undoubtedly the lockdowns will have an impact, and mm-hmm. To date with us they haven't, unfortunately, but potentially they may. So we'll work through that though. We're pretty flexible. I'm working with the team now by Zoom, by Teams rather.
Yeah. So it's important, obviously, to instill in veterans that knowledge that they're going to be amongst others who are colloquially on the same page, from the same background, potentially the same experiences, so that they do feel comfortable. And that's a great thing when you're dealing in such matters. So what would you say, Glenn, to the veterans listening to this and indeed reading this interview through the text version, what would you say to veterans who are considering approaching GAP?
Just be comfortable in the knowledge, as you quite correctly said, Greg, comfortable in the knowledge that you're dealing with people who have come from similar backgrounds. We are veterans. One of the other directors is former Air Force. Myself, of course, we have. It's very much a veteran-centric organisation. Still, with that professional non-military, so outside practice experience. But be comfortable in the knowledge that you're going to be treated fairly, with us fully cognizant of the veterans' backgrounds and their family issues confronting their families and themselves. The information in your data is secure with us, obviously. We fully respect privacy, confidentiality. We're not going to expose them to risk. And look, we work with them to take up their fight and address their issues as best within lawful bounds as best we can. And using a broad spectrum of tools, we, as you're aware, we've used the media strategically in a number of occasions to advance our cases. When you're taking on a big machine like defence, you need to use other strategic tools to advance the case. And we've done that very successfully on a number of occasions, and many other occasions we haven't done that for, you know, we've made the forensic decision not to. But using the media as a mechanism, using the political process as a mechanism, I've briefed senators and others to take up some of our cases on the floor of the Senate or the parliament or the House, and advance our cases in that way. Let the government know and let defence know that we're watching them and we know what they're up to, and we want a fair and equitable outcome for our clients, our veteran clients and their families. And if they won't play by the game, then we'll use mechanisms to encourage them to play the game by the rules.
Mm-hmm. Glenn, I just, you know, I've been honoured to have met you years ago now, and to follow your journey and your work in the great sphere of assisting veterans. And it is appropriate for many of Australians to know now that you are part of the GAP team to assist veterans at their most vulnerable, perhaps. And we thank you so much for being part of this interview. And Pod, we would suggest veterans get in contact with GAP if need be, and they can reach out and address that by viewing the website and knowing that you are there to assist. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you so much, Glenn. It's been an absolute pleasure.